life. We should not soften that truth. Truth is not less certain because it is denied by many. It's not less certain because it's denied by the world outside the doors. No, it's not less certain. It's as certain as it's written here, because it endureth forever. So many times, again, we have a tendency to soften it. Sometimes we're ashamed of it, and some people call us bigots and narrow-minded and all these other things because of what's going on in our country today and around the world. But can I tell you, let's stand on the Word of God. Yes, the Bible says we should preach the truth in love. And yes, there's some unkind Christians out there who hold up stupid signs, and I'm using the S word. You hold up stupid signs that are so mean and so vulgar, and there are some of those out there, like the Worstboro thing, and there's so many people out. Listen, but doesn't mean we need to soften our message. Doesn't mean that we need to curtail Bible truth. Let us stand firm on the foundation of the Word of God. Let us stand firm on that Word of God that endureth forever. You say, well, people have called me old-fashioned. I don't mind that at all. I like it. They call me old-fashioned all they want. I'm a Bible thumper. And I love the Bible. The Bible has the answers for me. It has the answers of how to raise my family. It has the answers for me how to control my finances. It has the answers to me. I mean, on and on and on. It's my guide for life. I don't go to the psychologist or some doctor necessarily to find how I should govern my life. I go to the Bible. I'm so thankful for the Word of God. Amen. It is the living rock of truth which all assaults defy. Though every storm, it comes through every time. God is so good to have given us the eternal Word of God. And I've got a lot more here. But let us proclaim the message of the Word of God. Let us proclaim the message of God's forgiveness. And that last part there in Isaiah says, and he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lamb. So verse 10, behold his arm. And I'm thankful he came again in that mighty arm and saved us from our sins, that he defeated death, hell, and the grave. But I'm thankful he's my shepherd, that he's gentle, he's kind, and he's caring. I'm glad I serve a God who cares for me. I'm glad I serve a God who thinks about me. And may we be reminded of that this morning. And he's telling the Jews, hey, I do remember you. I will remember you in captivity. I have not forgotten you. Listen, you are still my people. And I will deliver you. I will bring you out of bondage. I will bring you back to your land. And I there will establish you, and there will I comfort you. And can I tell you this morning, Jesus Christ came, lived, died, and rose again to give us eternal life, that he will bring us out of sin's bondage. You don't have to be in bondage to sin. Listen, he came to pardon me. By the way, he came not only to pardon my sins, but he also gave me power over sin. As a Christian, I have pardoned, I've been forgiven my sins, but I've also been given power over sin. I can live a life that's pleasing to him. I'm thankful I've been brought out of that bondage, and I'm thankful that the way was prepared for me by the Lord and the Holy Spirit, and that I have seen the glory of the Lord, Jesus Christ, and that his promises endure forever and ever and ever and ever, and that one day he's coming again, and we should proclaim that. You say, well, verse 11 and 12, we're talking about the millennial kingdom when he sets up his reign. I believe that as well. One day he will rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The next time he comes, he won't come as a lamb slain. He won't come again as that meek and mild and lowly. He will come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I'm looking forward to the day he sets up his kingdom, which will be a true kingdom, which will be a great kingdom. And he will govern us and he will lead us as a shepherd leads his sheep. What a day that'll be. When my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. Amen. What a day that'll be when we see Jesus return. Let's all stand. I have a verse invitation this morning. Hymn 534, after we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these truths. Lord, this morning has taken a lot of turning into other scriptures, and I know a lot of commotion. But God, I pray the message has been plain and simple. Lord, we thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for the freedom that's found in Jesus Christ. And God, we just thank you that your word is eternal and forever, and that your promises never change. And God, we look forward to the day that you'll come again. Help us, Lord, to proclaim the good news to a lost and dying world. In Jesus' name, amen. Hymn